Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1920. What if I don't go back to work? By Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. For now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. What if I don't go back to work? By Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. Around friends and neighbors, I'm using the phrase in between jobs to describe my current employment situation. That's a convenient euphemism to make it sound less bad. Most people aren't familiar with my business, so they only see a jobless dad of three kids married to a non-working mom dealing with a mortgage and the same suburban costs they struggle with. I used the term unemployed the other day with a former coworker, and I sense sorrow in his reply text message. Oh, he wrote. In a town where conversations often revolve around employment, I'm conflicted about my actual status. Yes, I'm between jobs because I left a job and intend to go back to a new one. Yes, I'm technically self-employed because I work on a business that earns money. Yet, I was laid off and I'm looking for work, so I'm unemployed. The way I frame my story changes depending on who I talk to. The truest answer is it's a long story that only my family and a few friends understand, and you. Regardless of what it's called, I like my status right now. I'm home every day. I make breakfast for the kids and take them to school. I go to the gym when I feel like it. Errands are easy. We have multiple income streams and cash savings to get us through this period, so we're not stressed or panicking about money. Though our cash savings account is shrinking, and I don't like that. My side business work is fulfilling and challenging. It makes money and has the potential to grow more. That's exciting. It's all got me thinking, what if I don't go back to work full time? Never enough. For those new here, I lost my job of 14 years in early October when my project lost funding. I was always treated well, but my employment situation was never ideal. I hope to go back to work full-time in the new year in a similar field. I miss the benefits and salary. Even so, my plan remains intact to retire completely and never work again at age 55, 1 year before my dad retired. During this period of searching for a new position, I have time to focus on my side projects to set them up for future growth. Working for myself, I'm under constant personal scrutiny. Whatever I manage to accomplish on any given day is never enough. There's always more to do. More writing, more optimization, more tracking, more upgrading, more organization. I'm trying to automate where I can, but my business requires manual work on my part. On top of that, since I'm home all day, I'm under constant pressure to be accessible to my kids. When I worked in an office building, they couldn't knock on my door and ask for a butt wipe. Young kids don't understand the concept of work. All they want is more time with dad. Being more available is part of why I'm embracing this lifestyle in the first place, but balancing work and kids while self-employed is much more difficult than I anticipated. Waking up early is more difficult too. Planning out my day is not as straightforward as I hoped. When I work during the day, I tend to justify that working in the evening and on weekends isn't necessary. Maybe it isn't, but that feeling of not doing enough is always there. My biggest fear is if I don't go back to work. As a sole breadwinner, I'm responsible for providing health and dental insurance for my family. Without a sponsoring employer, insurance is expensive. I want excellent insurance, not average insurance. We're on COBRA for now, but it's been a slow and somewhat stressful process. Maybe this is something I need to get over. Plenty of self-employed people have good coverage for their families. For now, at least, I want this aspect of my life to be stress-free. Working for a good employer with excellent benefits will put my mind at ease about healthcare for my family. Another fear is that the local or national economy will sour while I'm unemployed. This scenario would be bad for my side business if the market tanks and people stop reading about investing, and it would be difficult to find a new job. Not working for a salary puts a damper on my ability to grow wealth. I'm not contributing to my retirement accounts, and I've paused our college savings for now. Both actions make me uncomfortable. At age 42, I'm not ready to draw down my wealth for the rest of my life. A salary is a solid baseline. Any side income is gravy on top. This combination, I still believe, is the path of least resistance to financial independence for me. But I may have that all wrong. What scares me about going back to work? If I go back to work, I won't be able to work on my side business as much as now. My side business could be the real path of least resistance to financial independence. It's a riskier venture, but perhaps the more lucrative one. Going back to full-time work, in a way, says I can't make enough money as an entrepreneur. But I'm conflicted because this blogging business was never meant to be a full-time gig. However, online businesses have a way of growing exponentially, potentially, not guaranteed. There are many risks and speed bumps. My new job may require too many hours and I won't have the time or energy for my side gigs. Definitely possible. Another fear is I could go into worker ant mode and fall into contentment and lose my ambition. But the most painful aspect of full-time work is the loss of control of my time. I love choosing what to do each day. Even though I always feel short on time, having the choice is a premium luxury. Looking back at the last 14 years of my career, the hardest part of the job was the time commitment. The work wasn't so bad, but 40 hours per week is a lot despite being normal. The full-time job prevented me from extended traveling. It prevented me from seeing my kids 4 mornings a week, and it meant that my work was ultimately making someone else wealthy. The happy medium. Weighing everything over and over again, I've come to the conclusion that after some time in between jobs, I can position my side business to flourish and return to a healthy and lucrative 9-to-5 career. I'll need to be selective in my job choice so I'm not overwhelmed by a full-time work commitment where I still have some control of my time. Finding the right balance might take a while. I'm at the point in my career where I can be pickier with employers because I don't really need the job. Yet it would be tough financially not going back to work full-time if the business doesn't thrive. But our savings and passive income can carry us for some time. We can always move to achieve financial independence, and there's always money in the banana stand to keep us going. But I'm not ready to stop building wealth. More than anything, the desire for good health insurance is driving the decision to go back to work. Until my side business income surpasses what I can make as a professional, I don't expect that to change. Conclusion. Now that I've been unemployed for 2 months, I've seen the challenges of being self-employed. Actually living the self-employed lifestyle is a blunt realization that it's not as easy as it seems. The challenges are real and many. So far, this experience reaffirms that going back to work is the right choice. Though it hasn't changed my broader goals of leaving full-time work in a few years and retiring completely at age 55. When I do go back to the daily grind, I'll be relieved to have the coveted benefits to support my family, re-energize to do good work, and intoxicated by the notion that it may be the last job I ever have. You just listened to the post titled, What If I Don't Go Back to Work? By Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This post reminded me a lot of my own internal struggles with self-employment. It's a hard thing to capture in words because on the one hand, having full autonomy over my time makes me feel incredibly fortunate. But I also have to maintain trust in myself that I will use this time wisely. And I've considered going back to full-time W-2 work. About 6 months ago, I made a really hard decision and turned down a job offer with a salary of $150,000. It sounds completely insane to say that out loud. It was a really good job with great benefits, a company I believe in that's doing good in the world, and I'm highly qualified for it. But the demand on my time would be costly. It may have affected my ability to host this podcast, which is something that I love, or stretch me too thin on other projects like the Economy Conference, which is an event I produce. The reality is, since I left my corporate job in January of 2021, I've had a $100,000 decrease in my income, and it has had absolutely no effect on my quality of life. That's freedom to me. That tells me that I'm doing something right and prioritizing the precious resource of time over the opportunity to make more money that, frankly, I don't really need that bad. This article reminded me that not being tied down with a full-time job will allow me the time and energy to explore income streams that are perhaps less demanding and more fulfilling. It's a scary choice that I made because there's still a lot of uncertainty on where my future income will come from. But I'm really trying to embrace that uncertainty with a level of trust in myself and recognizing that I can't possibly anticipate today the opportunities that will present themselves tomorrow. There will always be more job opportunities in the future. But I think one day I'll look back on this incredible time of exploration and be glad that I bet on myself. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.